Welcome to Michelle Nasser's show. Today is our first episode of our new series, Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. In this series, Dr. Rob will share his expertise as a clinical and forensic psychologist by providing tools and new perspectives to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Hi, Dr. Rob.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad.
Good, good. So I'm really excited about this new series with you.
Oh, I am too. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be informative and helpful, and that's what the goal is all about, right?
That's exactly what we're here for.
Good, good, good. So actually, I opened it up and we invited our listeners to give us some suggestions on topics that they want to learn more about, which they did. So thank you to our listeners. And what I'm going to do is just pick a topic every week that you can provide your expertise on. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Great. Okay, so let me have a look here. Let's see. How about what are some small things that lead to big changes? So what are some small things we can do in terms of taking that first step or the next step that will lead to some big changes for us?
Well, as far as taking small steps leading to big changes, at the end of the day, the only way anything ever starts is, I mean, I know this is going to sound absolutely brilliant, but you have to start somewhere.
Right.
And so, what often ends up happening is idea of begin with the end in mind. And I very much agree with that you have to begin with the end in mind, but people get overwhelmed by the final product. And
Okay.
so, and what I mean by that is, they see the big goal. So let's say, let's just, say that a person, I don't know, so let a person wants to, let's say you take a child, for instance. A
Okay.
child wants to be, he wants to become, the next great baseball player. Well, what some people may do is they see the guy in the major leagues and and they're like, oh, I'm just throwing the ball right now. I'm not doing it like the pitcher on TV. Oh, well, I'm done. Well, you have to do small things. What do you have to do? You have to go outside. Okay, well, that's something small. You have to pick up a ball. Okay, yeah, you got to do that. You got to throw it, every single day. And a lot of times, you have to start with, with something. You have to start leaning in, and moving things in the direction that you want to move in. I think one of the great things that you're doing, Michelle, is, you haven't been on the podcast circuit all that long, but how do you become big in podcasting? Well, you got to do a show.
Right.
You got to do a show,
Right.
and you got to record a show.
Right.
And because I've never seen someone become big in podcasting who didn't record a show. I've looked at people in business,
Right.
and I have never seen someone becoming big in business who has never started a business.
That sounds so obvious, but it is so true. So you just got to start, right? That's
You
it.
gotta start, and one of the problems that people sometimes have is that they get very twerked out and upset about mistakes.
Right.
Okay, because when we were in school, when we made a mistake, and when we said 2 + 2 was 5 and not 4, what happened? We got a red mark, right? And then you got scolded by the teacher.
Right.
And then you didn't get the highest grade in the class. And you had all these other things because you made a mistake. But what happens is you make that mistake, and then you move on to the next lesson. But real life, you make that mistake, and then you learn from it, and you try to do it a little bit better, and you're like, I'm not doing that again. I'll make another mistake, but I'm not doing that one again.
So do you think that sometimes people, like you said, just going back to your point, when you make a mistake, do you think sometimes they get caught up in a mistake, not getting the results they want right away, that it sort of makes them put a pause on what they want to do, and then they don't try again and they don't achieve their goals because they failed? Like, how do you tell someone to work through that and just learn, use that as a lesson instead of, you know, to try something else, just to still stick to their plan and try to achieve what they want?
Exactly. The problem is people will, you know, will say, oh, I screwed up, I'm done, it's not going to happen, as opposed to, you know, living
right.
As things more of a process. One of the things that I often try to tell some of my clients is to make goals out of the process. So let's say you are, you know, let's say you want to lose weight, and so you exercise. Well, I don't know about you. Well, maybe you are, but not me. I'm not a stud. I'm not a model. I work with what I got. So in order to get better, in order to build up muscle and reduce weight,
right,
what do? You got to work out. So a lot of times people say, okay, I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay. And I try to ensure that when you're doing something, when I'm doing something, I have as much control as possible. Maybe I'm a control freak, but I try to have as much control as possible. So sometimes that number 30 pounds is overwhelming. You go to the gym, you drink a bunch of water, you eat kale, and you're in the gym for a couple hours, and you're like, I haven't lost any weight. So, because it takes time. So what I often try to tell people is make goals out of the process. Okay, what are you going to do? Okay, my goal is to go to the gym and work out for, you know, and I don't even want to put it in minutes. I want to say, I want to do these certain activities. I want to do, you know, 20 push-ups and whatever number of crunches and whatever. So essentially you say, okay, then I've accomplished my goal for the day. So you do that to accomplish your goal for the day. And then the natural byproduct is that you lose weight because, you know, there's a lot of variables. Sometimes you lose a whole bunch of pounds right away and then you stagnate. And so you get, you know, you start flirting with the scale too much and you're like, please move it down a little bit. You start doing all these little funny things with your stomach and, you know, you start doing all these little balancing acts on the scale to lose weight. Well, you can't, you don't have control over that. There's so many variables. But what I can control is I can go to the gym
right.
and do the activities
right.
that I
That
control.
Makes sense. That makes sense. So just having smaller goals, and then you're able to achieve your big goal, right?
Exactly. And part of the smaller goals is make these things under your control. I've heard about some sales techniques where basically in order to get sales, you actually, you know, kind of like you say, okay, I'm going to ask 20 people if they want to, you know, buy my product. Well, you know, just because you don't sell one of those, you know, just because you don't make a sale doesn't mean you don't have a good product, doesn't mean you're not a good salesperson. It could be like, hey, you're selling hamburgers, but hey, guess what? You just picked out at a buffet.
Right,
so,
right.
The person's not interested in hamburgers right now. You know, it's kind of like a time and a place for everything. So the goal could be I need to try to go to 20 people. I need to go to 20 people. Mm-hmm. And if you get one out of 20, you're two out of 20.
Right. So basically it's kind of like getting positive reinforcement, right? So even though it's, you know, you're getting that through these little mini goals, right? That you're seeing these positive results, that's going to help you to motivate you to do the next step and the next step. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Exactly. And this positive reinforcement is because you have hit your prescribed goal. You know, sometimes it helps people to write it down. You have hit the, you know, that prescribed goal of I did this, of the 20 push-ups, or I'm going to 20 people to
right.
ask them, you know, if they want to buy my product. That's inherently the goal. And so then just through, almost force gumping your way into it, eventually you will hit your, this gotcha. Goal that you want to, the ultimate goal. So one of the keys really is to keep as much under your control as possible. Keep as much under your control as possible. So I can ask anybody, 20 people, if they want to buy my product. That's easy. I can just ask people, hey, Michelle, you want to buy
exactly. this? Yeah.
That's one. I got 19 more to go.
So. Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. That's really great tip. That makes sense. I never thought of it like that. That's a new perspective, a new way of looking at that for sure. Okay, so I'm really looking forward to continuing this type of dialogue with you. I know our listeners will be excited to, get in touch with us and to listen to you every Tuesday morning. I know continuing the journey is you. Are you driving right now, Dr. Rob? Yeah. Okay.
I am driving.
So we're really continuing. And we will continue the journey with you, Dr. Rob. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your great insights. Where can our listeners find you, by the way? What's your website again?
It is drrobpsycheevals.com.
Awesome. And they can also tune in every Tuesday morning for more of Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob, where we talk about some really great topics that our listeners want to learn more about. So thanks so much, Dr. Rob. Okay, so please subscribe to Michelle Nasser's show, and remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.